Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Maybe we could build a fire, sing a couple of songs, huh? Why don't we try that?
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Now I'm out here working hard and, making sure that I filled into 147 pounds the right way.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, you betcha, yeah.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
They tell me you're a man with true grit.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My name is Pedro Fernandez. Yes, I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, having defended that title now for better than 28 years. And today, I deliver, folks. We're talking five-star guest list on top. The world 154-pound champion, undefeated, 2004 Olympic alternate, Austin Trout. No doubt about Austin. He's in the house today at about 20 minutes past the hour. So if you'd like to talk to Austin, ask him a question, this is your chance. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. The Twitter thing. Yeah, that's going on too. Twitter.com using the hash mark Ring Talk. Of course, Austin just 20 days away now from his clash, his quest for superstardom with Saul Alvarez, of course, April 20th, live in San Antonio on Showtime Championship Boxing. Lots of stuff to talk about in the world of boxing. Of course, last night, man, holy cow, is that young man from Denver, can he deliver or what? I'm talking about Mike Alvarado. Take him back. A loss last year to Brandon Rios, stopping Brandon Rios this time on points. It was a close decision. Shouldn't have been a close decision. It was a one-sided fight, but straight up, it was an entertaining fight. I don't think I've seen that many punches thrown back and forth. Just clean shots back and forth. The final scores were 115, 113, 115, 113, and 114, 113. All for Rios now, 31, 1-1, 22 stops. He claims the vacant WBO 140-pound title. Rios, not my type of guy. 31, 1-1, 22 KOs. I hope Brandon Rios just goes away. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. And guess what? We're here live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
There are many debt relief plans and scams out there. So if you find yourself with $10,000 or more in credit card debt and you just want the facts about legitimate debt relief solutions available to you, then call American Credit Card Solutions for a free informational kit that will tell you about your options in simple, easy-to-understand terminology. The kit is free. The shipping is free. And there is absolutely no sales pitch. Just the facts. Sent directly to you in the mail, this free informational kit can be mailed to you today so you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision.
Call 800-287-8013 and ask for your free kit. That's 800-287-8013. This is a first-come, first-served offer, and kits are limited. So call right now for your free debt information kit. 800-287-8013. Call now. 800-287-8013.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Joe, I know you don't like to talk in a moment like this, but you're getting $2.5 million. Will that make any difference in the way you're going to fight?
Well, it gives me inspiration to do a little more, you know, and go forward a little more, and I feel good about it.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Joe's going to come out smoking, and I ain't going to be joking. I'll be pecking and a-poking, pouring water on his smoking. Then this might shock and amaze you, but I will destroy Joe Frazier.
The greatest, Muhammad Ali there, born Cassius Clay, Louisville, Kentucky. Three-time world heavyweight champion. Joe Frazier, of course, is arch nemesis. He's the greatest rivalry in the history of sports. No question about that. And we have a show that will be going up on the website we did in the last couple of days, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, which features the greatest rivalry of all time, Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier in the flesh. Joe, before passing away last year, of course, Joe suffering from liver cancer, among other health ailments. Last night, the kid that was real impressive, I know everybody's all hot about Rios and Alvarado. It was a great fight, but it was one of those fights, you know, where you're going to leave something in the ring like they did the first time. We sort of discussed this on the Saturday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, that fights like this, when you have guys exchanging heavy leather and doing nothing but punishing each other time and time, round after round, it's like a phone booth fight, there's going to be residual effects. It's going to take a little time off the career, off the prime of both men. That's why I don't think they should fight again. They're talking about a third fight. Why? I think that Mr. Alvarado needs to move on. He's like 32-1 now. Let him move on and do his thing. He needs to step up and fight other guys in the 140-pound weight class. As far as Brandon Rios is concerned, I don't like him. He's very disrespectful. And when I say disrespectful, I mean uncool, uncouth, that kind of guy. Him flipping off the crowd last night, things like that. If you look at his body, he's almost as wide at the waist as he is at the shoulders. That's not good for a boxer. If you look at him from the side, he hasn't got a double chin, but he isn't. There's skin underneath his chin, between his chin and his Adam's apple. This is excess weight. He should be fighting at 130 pounds, not at 140 pounds. So I'm sort of glad he got licked. Hopefully he'll just go away, because flipping off the crowd last night sort of like pushed me over the edge. Speaking of guys pushing people over the edge, this guy's for real. I'm talking about Gennady Golovkin. Of course, 26-0, 23 KOs now. He is the unbeaten WBA middleweight. It's a 160-pound title holder. He beat Noburo Ishida last night, 24-9 is Ishida, with a couple of draws and 9 KOs. One of those 9 KOs is when he annihilated James Kirkland. You know, the convict. Remember the guy? He was on the show a couple of years ago saying, what a nice guy I am and all this kind of good stuff. And golly gee whiz, how he was going to run for, you know, the Cub Scouts and maybe become mayor and join the Mickey Mouse Club. I mean, he was really coming off as a clean guy when he was actually a jail bum. That's what he was, a jail bum. Bottom line is he went back to the slam for possession of a gun while on parole. And then he got out, and now he's trying to resurrect his career. But, you know, this Japanese guy, like, knocked him into next week. And the Japanese guy can't punch. I mean, 9 KOs in what, 33 fights, 34 fights? Something's wrong there. But Double G got it done yesterday. Third round KO. Now Double G 26-0, 33 KOs. He's a guy to watch at 160 pounds. No question about that. In fact, we'll talk to Austin Trout when we get Austin on in a couple of minutes. Of course, he is the man at 154. But at 160, I wonder who really stands out at 160 pounds besides the reigning world middleweight champion, Sergio Martinez. Now, this would be a great fight. Sergio Martinez and Double G. And Sergio, I know, will go on the road and fight him in Europe, Spain, where, you know, he's got some roots there. I'm talking about the man from Argentina. But if you look at the big picture, you can go over and fight these guys for big money over in Europe. And that's what I think that, you know, it's just John Jones of the UFC. He's got to go over there and fight Alex Gustafsson if they're both victorious in their next fights. He's got to go over there and do it. You do it for the sport sometimes and to make a little extra money. But I think Double G, I think if he continues to run at middleweight like he is, he's going to clash with Sergio Martinez. And I think that he and Sergio Martinez will be a fight to determine who is the man at 160 pounds. Unbeaten super middleweights, Edwin Rodriguez, 23-0, 15 wax, 10 round, unanimous nod over Ezequiel Medina, 19-1, 13 KOs. Of course, that was a 10-rounder. Scores were 96-92, 96-92, and 95-95. Looks like Rodriguez will face Dennis Gracik on July 13th in the Super 4 final. You are tuned to Ring Talk, live worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts, live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Going to cut this segment short. Want to bring on the man, Austin Trout. Austin, no doubt Trout. The world's super welterweight, 154-pound. Call him whatever you want. He is the champion at 154. The WBA counterpart, of course. The WBC guy is Saul Alvarez. He's like 40-0, 41-0, 31 wax and a draw. I mean, this fight's going to go down April the 20th, live in the Alamo Dome, folks. This is going to be a big event. And the winner moves on to superstar. The loser, well, he's got to go back to the drawing board. Austin Trout in about 3 minutes on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You can tweet us, twitter.com, using the hash mark RingTalk.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who suffer from hair loss, please pay close attention because there's finally a fast, affordable, and all-natural solution that will give you the appearance of a full head of hair in just 60 seconds. That's right. It's a scientific breakthrough called Miracle Hair. And the secret to its success is its smart fiber technology that eliminates the need for hair transplant surgery or ridiculous hair pieces. And get this, Miracle Hair comes in 6 different colors, providing a natural look that's virtually undetectable. With our 30-day money-back guarantee, you have absolutely nothing to lose and only hair and confidence to gain. Call now and get Miracle Hair for only $29.95. Be one of the first 500 to order, and I'll send you a second Miracle Hair absolutely free.
Call 800-722-1731. That's 800-722-1731. To see a demo, go to 123miracle.com/1731. Order online or call toll-free now, 800-722-1731.
Prices are for base buildings only. May not be available in some areas.
Attention business owners, do you want a stimulus package that really works? Before you spend thousands of dollars more than you should on your next building project, listen to this. General Steel has a stimulus package designed to help you save as much as half the cost of conventional construction on your next building.
As much as half?
That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first, and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. With the projected demand for steel in Japan and China, prices may be skyrocketing.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $180. $15,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-272-3480 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-272-3480. 877-272-3480.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, here we are. Joe Louis has done it again. He's on the comeback trail. Joe, will you say a word to the audience?
1 minute.
All right, everybody, I'm glad I win.
That was Joe Louis' brief statement. You must have something more to say, Joe. You really fought a magnificent battle.
I hope I win. You ran the right to go back to the championship anyway.
Fine out, Joe. Okay. Joe Louis has just been pulled out by Harry Bailo. And if I take a look across the ring, I'll see if it's possible to get over to Jack Sharkey if he isn't in too bad condition.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
They talk the bar! The whole f***ing bar!
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long. Oh, Superfly.
Check it. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 22 minutes past the hour. This is your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Going to juggle things around you. We're expecting Austin Trout, the WBA super welterweight champion of the world, but Austin's not picking up the cell. Austin, what's going on? 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. UFC, of course, live next week from, guess where? Sweden, Stockholm, Sweden. Sold out. UFC on Fuel TV. It is sold out. When I say sold out, $2.5 million. That's U.S. dollars in the house. Alex Gustafsson is the real deal. He's a once-beaten Swede. He's 6'4". He's got, like, incredible reach. Like, I think 74, 77, something like that. Anyway, he equals John Jones almost in reach. John Jones is the UFC light heavyweight champion. Of course, John Jones going with Chael Sonnen late in April in the next UFC event, the next UFC pay-per-view event, UFC 159. That's going to smoke. No question about that. But I'm expecting John Jones to probably win there. I mean, John Jones has got the size advantage over Chael. He doesn't have the size advantage when it comes to talking the talk. When it comes to walking the walk, you know, the actual physical size, he is a bigger man. So I'm going to go with the bigger guy here. But I'm telling you, it's all coming to an end as far as John Jones is concerned, fighting here in the States. He's got to go across the pond, fight Gustafsson if he's a winner next week, and they're both winners in these fights in April. And then, of course, that'll settle things at 205 pounds. At 185 pounds, UFC, is it 162, is July the 2nd, or July the 6th, in Las Vegas, Nevada. Of course, Chris Weidman, the best UFC fighter I've seen come along in a long, long time. I mean, he's got it all. He's got the baby face. He's got the complexion, the connections. He's unbeaten. He's never been taken off his feet. When he fought Mark Munoz in that UFC event, of course, last year in San Jose, California, another Fuel TV event, nobody expected him to win. The entire press row went all the way Munoz, double M down the line, except for me. I sort of felt like an outsider until Chris went in there and won every second of every round before stopping Munoz. Big upset there. Nobody saw it because it was on Fuel TV. This guy would be a superstar, Weidman would, if he was fighting on FX cable. But he'll get the big shot at the champion, Anderson Silva, July the 6th, UFC 162, Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm picking Weidman to end the title run, the longest title run in UFC history. The man has defended his title more than anybody else, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The Spider, Anderson Silva, coming to an end. Coming to an end, July the 6th. Weidman's never been taken off his feet. He's got all-American-like wrestling skills. He's incredible on his feet. He can ground and pound. He can strike. He doesn't box all that well, but he doesn't box bad. So his dirty boxing is good. When he can get you on the ground, he can work you. He works for chokeholds. He works for submissions. He hurts people. That's what he does. And he hurts people, and he walks away basically unscathed. He hasn't been beaten up yet in his career as a MMA fighter in the world of combat sports. He hasn't. And you know what? I talk to people like Daniel Cormier. Of course, he's Strikeforce Grand Prix heavyweight champion. The man taking on Frank Mir. And that's going down April the 20th, San Jose, California, UFC on Fox TV. And Daniel Cormier says he is the real deal, and I believe him. I truly believe him. No question about that. As far as the UFC is concerned, and a middleweight division, as I said, that's taken care of. Welterweight division, 170 pounds. Georges St. Pierre is probably not going to lose for a while. I mean, who's at 170 can beat him? Think about it. Is there anybody real? Johnny Hendricks? Maybe. Okay. And go down to 155, Benson Henderson, take it on Gilbert Melendez. That's April the 20th as well. UFC on Fox TV, live from San Jose, California, the HP Pavilion. The feature is Daniel Cormier, of course, and Frank Mir. But Benson Henderson, supposed to be head and shoulders above everybody else at 155. Supposed to, according to insiders, he beats Gilbert Melendez easily. Okay? When you talk to Benson Henderson as to what Gilbert Melendez does best, he says he's tough. He really doesn't do anything all that good. Well, Gilbert's got a different opinion on that one. Of course, they're going to clash April the 20th on Fox TV, live from San Jose, California. UFC on Fox TV going well, folks. That is a good show, and you'll be able to watch that on the big channel, Fox TV at home. And the Bay Area, of course, that is Channel 2. I don't know where it is anywhere else. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Of course, Ronda Rousey causing a bit of a storm, as she always does, anywhere she goes. I mean, she's like, you know, she's the real deal. She's not Kim Kardashian. She's not fake. She's not some wannabe porn star with boobs. You know, she's not. She is a talented athlete, and she is sophisticated in that she knows what she's doing. She knows when she opens her mouth that people are listening, especially now. And when she opens her mouth, people listen. Steroids. She's down on steroids. She really doesn't want to take on Chris Cyborg Santos, okay, at 140 or 145 pounds. If Cyborg Santos wants this mega fight, she can go over to Evicta, the Evicta Fighting Championships, where she signed a three-fight contract with them. She can go over to them, sign a three-fight deal, and guess what? Come back and fight Ronda Rousey, maybe. You know, who knows even if Ronda's going to be around in a year from now. I mean, this is combat sports. She could break a leg. She can get hurt in training. Anything could happen. Okay? But Chris Cyborg Santos and her agent, Tito Ortiz, that's like the Huntington Beach bad boy, the people's champion, used to call himself, of course, the man that carried the UFC on his shoulders. He was a flag bearer. Remember that? I mean, there was a time there when the UFC was squarely on the shoulders of Tito Ortiz. But Tito Ortiz is now an agent, and he's working on behalf of Chris Cyborg Santos, and they tell me, Chael Sonnen told me, she doesn't even call herself Chris Santos anymore. Of course, Chael was on the show of late, and Chael Sonnen is a bit of a jerk. And I think everybody wants to root against Chael Sonnen when he hooks up with John Jones. It's just the way it is. But back to Ronda and the steroids. She's very anti-steroids, okay? Everybody that competes that isn't on the juice should be very anti-steroids. The people that aren't saying anything, what's up, guys? Come on. Are you using on the side? Are you slipping a little additional supplements into your training regimen? Are you recovering faster because of EPO or blood doping or steroids? Or are you like Alex Rodriguez, taking stuff and not telling people, getting it on the side, getting FedEx deliveries and things like that? Huh? Because I think every fighter should sign a petition, be it boxing, be it MMA, they should sign a petition calling for stricter off-season testing. I'm talking about training fighters throughout the year, month by month. I'm telling you, you got to train them. Random testing. Speaking of random, this guy isn't random. In 3 weeks from now, he hopes to be a superstar in the world of boxing, the sports world at large. I'm talking about undefeated WBA super welterweight champion, no doubt in my mind, Austin Trout. What's up, Austin?
How you doing, Pedro?
I'm doing okay, man. How are you?
I'm blessed. Happy Easter, or happy Resurrection Day.
Hey, a great day to you, man. We are like 20 days away from this big fight now, Austin. I saw the preliminary weigh-ins. I know you made the weight that you were supposed to, and Saul Alvarez made the weight that he was supposed to, but did they really schedule the press conference with him making the weight? They put the scale outside of a sauna?
That's what it looked like. I just got done eating, so, if he's having trouble making weight, good. Not so strong.
Yeah, you're feeling good, huh? Where are you at, in the mountains of New Mexico or what?
Yeah, Ruidoso. It's about 7,500 feet. Yeah, it's a good secluded little town in the mountains.
Okay, so what is the day like for the world junior middleweight champion? I mean, when you got up, maybe you took today off, I don't know, but you get up on a training day. What's the training day? How do you start it? Take us through the beginning to the end.
Get up in the morning, get a good run, depending if it's a distance or sprints, you know. Then you know, we get a little something to eat. We go to the gym in the afternoon, around early afternoon, 1, 2, or 3, depending on how. So after that, we either go straight into the strength and conditioning, or we wait till the nighttime around, you know, 6 or 7 to do our strength and conditioning.
What is strength and conditioning?
Well, actually, you know, my strength coach, he's more of an athletic connoisseur, I like to say. He not only just gets me strong, he gets me a better athlete. So, you know, we do some lifting, you know, a lot of plyometrics, a lot of explosive things, but we also do a lot of hand-eye coordination and balance things. You know, we use the stability ball. And I've gotten to the point where I can almost where I can stand up on it. You know, we do things, a lot of juggling, a lot of things that are kind of outside the box, you know, just to become an all-around athlete.
You know, when I run, talking about outside the box, when I run in order to, because I run the same course a lot, in order to not be bored, I jump on and off curbs, I go around poles, you know, I jump over little bushes, you know what I mean? I have little things where you have to entertain yourself, and if you just went and did the same old, things would get boring, Austin.
That's true. I mean, we do change things up, you know, almost weekly, not just to break the monotony, but also, you know, to mess up with our muscle memory. And that's what kind of makes things harder is when you get used to it so much, things are easier. But, you know, you change it up on your body, and your body has to adapt, and it becomes more adaptable.
Okay. Did you watch a Rios fight last night, Rios and Alvarado?
I sure did.
Man, were those guys throwing there or what?
What a fight. You know, those guys are... I'm looking forward to the rubber match.
No! Austin, you're being too much of a boxing fan. You got to think of this from Alvarado's point of view, from a business point of view. He needs to move on. Brandon Rios, he needs to move on, man.
Well, you know, the fights like those, though, you know, it shortens up, you know, a fighter's career,
yeah.
In my opinion.
Bob said that yesterday.
You know, as a fan, though, you know, I was a fan first. You know, I appreciate what they put on the line for us. Even, you know, if head movement is not a big part of their repertoire.
Defense. Wasn't a whole lot of defense going on last night.
No, but Alvarado did make his adjustments from the last fight. And he, you know, he did move a lot more, which was gave Brandon fit. You know, Brandon could not unload without being planted, it looked like.
Does he have superstar possibilities at 140?
Rios or Alvarado?
Alvarado.
Yeah, he has potential, but, you know, I think anybody with a little bit more, I'd say, diversity in the game would give Alvarado problems as well, just like he did at Rios.
Okay. You know what, Austin Trout's our guest, folks. He's WBA Super Welterweight Champion of the World, April the 20th on Showtime Championship Boxing. He takes on his WBC counterpart, the equally unbeaten Saul Alvarez. When I looked at Brandon Rios last night from the side, I could see extra weight on his neck and around his waist. And I think that, you know, I looked at him and I thought he was about 8 to 10 to 12 pounds away from really being in shape. I think I may be stretching it, but he should be fighting a lot lighter, maybe 130.
Well, you know, he had hell making that 135, and he actually lost his title to the scale. You know, maybe it's just with his nutrition or his training. I know he trains hard, so I don't know what it is about his...
It's diet. They're made. Well, time out, Austin. Austin, these guys are Mexicans. I'm not dogging the Mexicans in general, but they really don't bring good food to the training table. They don't. They like to cheat on rice and beans. I know. I got my Mexican buddies, man. All of us like the rice and beans, but the bottom line is it doesn't make the diet, the Mexican diet, doesn't make for an athletic diet. And when you have to come down 35, 40 pounds to make 130 pounds, 135, 140 pounds, you're going to struggle, you know. But if you keep your weight together, you know, you don't struggle that much. You and I, you know, you have to keep your weight together. This is a job.
Nutrition is a big part of it. What you put in your body is what you're going to get out of your body.
Okay.
And that's absolutely right.
Okay, so we're going to have you back. I'm not going to ask you about the fight until we have you back the week before the fight. But you're feeling good right now? Training camp is going well?
Training camp is going good. We're on schedule. I'm feeling good. Feeling strong. You know, feeling fast. You know, I'm going to be ready to start come April 20th.
You know, Austin, a lot of people are saying, well, maybe Saul Alvarez isn't all that good, Paige. Wait. He was the greatest thing since guacamole or sliced bread like a month ago, month and a half ago. Now he's going to fight you. Well, maybe. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know, just like Cotto. Before I fought Cotto, they were saying, you know, he was the toughest thing coming. Look what he did with Mayweather. You know, he's a legend. He's a star. You ain't got nothing for Cotto. But then after I win, the first thing, the same people that said that saying, well, he's a washed up. He's coming off a loss. You know, boxing fans will discredit anything you do.
That's
why I stopped trying to please them, because it's impossible.
Well, you are the man, the undefeated WBA Super Welterweight Champion, Austin Trout, April the 20th. I will talk to you before the fight. Good luck. Say hello to your lovely lady. And that trainer of yours, he's a great guy, Louis Burke. Say hi to Louis for me.
I'll tell him right now. Paige will say hello, Louis.
Much respect, Austin Trout, folks, the WBA Super Welterweight Champion in action. April the 20th, Showtime Championship Boxing, San Antonio, Texas, the Alamo Dome, against equally unbeaten Saul Alvarez. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, and this is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
You would not want to be your engine's rear seal, wrapped around a greasy spinning crankshaft for an afternoon or a decade. Your rear seal would tell you that, but it's busy hugging a crankshaft, remember? But after 75,000 miles, you need to switch to Valvoline Max Life Motor Oil with conditioners that help rejuvenate aging seals to prevent engine failure. Remember, your rear seal is not going to text you a little yellow sad face. After 75,000 miles, switch to Valvoline Max Life in the red bottle, because there's a lot of car left in your car.
Hey guys, do you know your testosterone levels? Why not? Each year, declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Take control of your testosterone levels and give us a call. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement found at GNC, Rite Aid, and other national retailers, is actually giving you a free one-month supply with this exclusive radio-only offer, but only if you call today. So if you'd like to feel younger like you did in your 20s, call now to try Progene risk-free and feel more power, performance, and passion with Progene. Don't believe us? We'll even prove it works. Ask about our at-home testosterone test kits and see for yourself what Progene can do for you. Call 1-800-520-6489 for details. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. That's 1-800-520-6489. Again, that's 1-800-520-6489.
Hi, this is Acos the Solutionist, host of My Cool Inventions radio show. Putting on a few extra pounds? Who isn't? What if all this famous TV doctor stuff about green coffee extract really worked? What if these people really are losing 17 pounds in 22 weeks, like he says? Well, stop spending all you can afford. We found a great formula found right here in America. It's the real thing. I changed my lifestyle, and I'm losing weight. You should, too. A 30-day supply of green coffee extract normally sells for $39.99. But if you act right now, we'll triple that offer. That's not 1 month supply. That's a 3 month supply, still only $39.99. Can't beat that. Call 1-800-680-0701. That's 1-800-680-0701. Or go to mycoolgadgets.com. That's mycoolgadgets.com to claim your offer. If you don't lose the weight, send back the bottles and we'll refund the money you spent on the bottle. How cool is that? Call 1-800-680-0701. Or go to mycoolgadgets.com right now to get your green coffee extract. What do you have to lose? Oh, yeah. Your weight.
Are you looking for high-quality printing and top graphic design services at the best price? Check out TwisterPrint.com, where wholesale pricing is available to the public. We have thousands of free design templates and a fast turnaround for all your printing needs. TwisterPrint.com is your number one source for business cards, banners, flags, flyers, posters, car magnets, and more. And now you can receive an additional 10% off by entering promo code SPORTS in the coupon code at TwisterPrint.com. Or call 24/7 at 1-877-288-9700. That's 877-288-9700.
Stand-up battle so far. Man, you're right, Joe. Mike Brown, she's so tight with his strike.
Oh, yeah! Gambarian looking to finish. Oh! This is all over. Standing.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
When, boy, when are you going to get your act together?
wouldn't burp my way into a Tower of Power song. Wouldn't do that. My producer. Drinking beer there in the studio. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. His name is Scott Cuddy, the Cut Man. You are tuned to the longest running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 28 plus years. Now, of course, we are featured at ringtalk.com. RINGTALK. Ringtalk.com. We cover boxing and MMA there. And, of course, we've got the podcast. Will be going up later today. The great sports rivalries, Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier. You know, we're talking MMA Hour yesterday. I mean, we've got a great, great show on Saturday and Sundays here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Saturday, we go for 2 hours. We rumble for 2 hours, an hour of boxing and then an hour of MMA. That's 11 a.m. Pacific time. We go for an hour for boxing. Then we switch to MMA. We conclude after 2 hours. And then we come again on Sunday morning at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And we go for an hour. And then we combine the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. We turn combat sports into one convoluted hour right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Bad news out of Stockholm, Sweden. I just told you about Alex Gustafsson. Yeah, selling out the house, $2.5 million, all that kind of good stuff. Guess what? He's cut. He got cut. He scratched from the card. So what are they going to do? They don't know. They're wondering right now. The entire card, of course, might be in jeopardy. They had to cancel that card. They can come back and do that card at another date. But Fuel TV, I guess they're sort of out some money because, you know, they put production costs up and we're a week out. So that means that the production people were probably in Stockholm, Sweden, already shooting some footage, things like that. So lots of money. But UFC on Fuel TV 9, scheduled for April the 6th, in jeopardy. Guess what? My man, April the 13th, Uriah Faber. So at the California kid, Sacramento, California, went to high school in Lincoln, California. Of course, he has a degree. I think it's in human development. Is that like sex education? I don't know. Human development from the University of Davis. Most fighters have degrees from the School of Hard Knocks. But he's taking on Scotty Jorgensen in the main event of the Ultimate Fighter 17 finale. Of course, that's live on FX Cable. That'll be 8 o'clock Pacific time, Eastern time. You got to rumble with this card. I mean, you got to go with it. You got to be there. You got to be in front of the TV or set your DVR April the 13th because not only will Uriah be in action, but you'll get to watch whoever wins season 17, the longest running reality TV show in history. I kid you not. People thought this was a bit of a lark. You know, the UFC, Bob Arum, just a couple of years ago, what was he calling it? Gay homosexual wrestling or something like that, semi-nude wrestling, homosexual wrestling. That's what Bob Arum, the boxing promoter, that's what he was calling the UFC. He said the UFC had, you know, has no impact on his sport, his business whatsoever. Then the UFC went with a free Fox event on the same night he was putting Manny Pacquiao on pay-per-view, and he and his stepson, that twit, Todd DeBuff, they both had a tit. They had a fit. They had absolute fit, okay? They were screaming at the cable companies, screaming at the hotels, the whole nine yards. You know, guess what, Bob? Massa Bob, it's not your world anymore, man. It belongs to Dana White. Dana White is the guy that's going to be getting in the ear of people like the Nevada governor and Nevada City Athletic Commission. And speaking of Dana White, now coming out against this TRT, testosterone replacement therapy, I don't think it's fair. I mean, think about it. It's sort of like, you know, you screwed your body up taking steroids, so we're going to give you a pass and allow you to take steroids anyway. In other words, we're going to give you enough steroids to get your system back to normal, what we think is normal. But what's normal? How can you actually say what's normal for a person? I mean, as far as a testosterone level is concerned, you really can't. Can you judge an athlete versus a normal person? I mean, Ronda Rousey, she doesn't have those issues. She's the meanest person on the planet. She can fight. She's strong. She doesn't need this replacement therapy. That's why that chick that wants to fight as a dude, I mean, that dude that wants to fight as a chick, Jesus Christ. You know, ooh, God, come on, think about that. You're going to fight somebody and you're a girl and you step in the ring or the octagon, whatever it be, the cage or the ring, whatever they're doing down there in Florida, and you fight this girl and you think she's a girl. She turns out to be a former man. I don't think that's fair. I just don't think it's right. I think people like Ronda Rousey, who was bouncing people all over the street this week on TV, I think it was on YouTube, she was bouncing people all, 200-pound guys, like taking on all comers, just throwing them all over the place as far as judo is concerned. She is the real deal. As I said earlier, she's very anti-steroids. And now Dana White has come out, and he said that he's basically anti-steroids as far as anti-steroid replacement therapy is concerned. We'll see, you know, because he's the one that opened the door. He's the one that let the cow out of the barn. He's the one that lobbied these athletic commissions like California and Nevada to let Vitor Belfort and Dan Henderson and Chael Sonnen and guys like that take this stuff. It's just, I don't know. It's not all that cool to me. LeVar Johnson, cut by the UFC, failed his drug test for, guess what? It's testosterone. But, you know, his record wasn't all that great. The bottom line is he is suspended, and it looks like he will be done as far as UFC is concerned. Guess who's trying to come back? But not to the world of the UFC, the world of professional wrestling. Ken Shamrock, 49 years old, calling the World Wrestling Entertainment offices. They're not answering the phone, so it probably looks like he'll end up with the TNA folks. That's right. I'm talking about Total Nonstop Action. They call it now Impact Wrestling. Of course, they are Thursday nights, and they precede the Bellator Fighting Championships. And speaking of the Bellator Fighting Championships, have those cards been great lately or what? I mean, I think they went live since – I think they started the first year. They went live on every Thursday night except one or two. So it's really been cool. And I think the Bellator is where it's at. If you don't like the UFC brand or you want to see something different, you want to see different people. And the knock I've got on Bellator right now is that they're not showcasing the women like they were before. I mean, they were showcasing lighter weight women, 125-pound women, you know, like Ronda Rousey size, 135 pounds. These chicks, they were rumbling. I mean, they really were. They were putting forth great, great shows. And, you know, when women, be it in boxing, be it in MMA, when they get into the cage or the ring, they realize that they have to raise the bar a little bit higher. And if they don't, guess what? They're hurting their entire sport. They know it. All of them know it. They carry this pressure in the ring. Ava Knight, the world flyweight champion, 112-pound world boxing champion, she knows it. She knows every time she gets in the ring. She knows it. Okay? People doubt women. People doubt their ability to fight. You cannot doubt their abilities. These are trained athletes. Okay? Ronda Rousey, Ava Knight. These chicks are trained athletes. This is not a joke. This is the real deal. They are the real deal. Speaking of Spike TV, April the 4th at 10 p.m. Eastern Time from Atlantic City, New Jersey. New Jersey, folks. There's a featherweight tournament finals, of course. Shalabat Shamalov taking on Pat Curran. Pat Curran, 18-4, double S, 12-1-1. Doug Marshall and Brett Cooper. Frodo Kazabalov and Mike Rickman. Carl Parazon and Rick Hahn. This is part of the Bellator card for April the 4th, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 p.m. Pacific Time as well. They follow TNA Wrestling, Impact Wrestling. Impact Wrestling was on at 8 o'clock, and then 2 hours later, it's the Bellator Fighting Championships. And Bellator has been doing about 900,000 homes a week, a million homes. And I don't think they've got the greatest, you know, time slot in the world to follow TNA Wrestling. In fact, I think if they had the TNA Wrestling time slot, they might do a little bit better. Then some people say, well, maybe not so. Who knows until we have them there. But I think they need to have their own night. I think Thursday night sharing that with TNA is a good idea to get things going, you know, get things rolling. This is their first season on Spike TV, of course. They were on MTV before and, like, on the internet. It might as well be on, like, on the internet because MTV2, who got it? Who got the TV? I mean, nobody got that one. Nobody got it. I mean, few people I know have MTV. I have it. Don't have MTV2. Got all kinds of channels, hundreds of channels. No MTV2. So I was never able to watch Bellator that way. Used to watch it on YouTube. People used to send me files of Bellator and things like that, you know, live shows that they would do and they would tape. But now they're on Spike TV, and they are the real deal. Check them out Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 p.m. Pacific Time, Bellator Fighting Championships, and it is tournament-based. Their entire format is tournament-based. That's what it's all about. I mean, in order to fight for the title, you have to win a tournament. I think that's sort of cool. I don't think they were talking about waiving that rule. Bjorn Rebney, the CEO, the man that, God, he made millions. He became a millionaire. He left the sport of boxing, put it in the rearview mirror. Him and Sugar Ray Leonard were doing promotional things together. And then Bjorn just went off and did his own thing and got this Bellator thing rolling. And it is rolling. And people laughed about it. A couple of years ago when I was telling folks on the radio and in print that Bellator was coming, they were going, yeah, Pete, yeah, right. You know, Bellator's delivering. They are truly delivering. Every Thursday night, 10 p.m. Pacific time, 10 p.m. Eastern time, the Bellator Fighting Championships. Next card, April the 4th. 2013. So you've got the card in Stockholm, Sweden. What are they going to do? Gustafsson is a draw. If he's cut, I mean, they can't still hold a fight card. You can't. Nah. What are you going to tell people? Well, you know, the guy that you bought the ticket for is not going to be here, but if you want to come in anyway. No, that doesn't work. You know, it doesn't even work in professional wrestling, so it's not going to work in the world of MMA. So they've got to call this card off. They're going to cancel this card. In my opinion, they'll cancel this card. Of course, the next Ultimate Fighter is April the 2nd, and that will 9 p.m. Eastern time. That's on FX Cable. And you're going to want to watch that because the season is concluding. I'm not giving you any tips, any hints, nothing like that. But, you know, it's coming to an end, and they're going to be getting it on as far as the two best guys are concerned. That is the April the 13th, of course, underneath Uriah Faber and Scotty Jurgis on FX Cable. But the Ultimate Fighter, every Tuesday night, 9 p.m. on FX Cable. You are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Want to talk just a little bit about the fact that professional wrestling now is hurting, and they are. You've seen their product is dying. They're going around the country, and they're watching smaller gates as far as WWE is concerned. The pay-per-views are shrinking to an extent. Yeah, they're doing better with The Rock back. Rock, of course, Dwayne Johnson, the movie star slash athlete. The kid that I remember from the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. I remember when he was like 4 years old. He was with his father, Rocky the Soul Man Johnson. And Rocky would put him on his shoulders, and carry him around the Cow Palace before and after matches. Okay, he was like 4 years old. Dwayne Johnson. Nobody thought this little kid would become like The Rock. I mean, he is the biggest superstar in sports entertainment as far as wrestling's concerned. I mean, nobody can do the crossover with wrestling and movies. I mean, all these other guys, they tried to do movies. Triple H, John Cena, they tried the Marine, people like, they tried to do the movies. They couldn't do it. Dwayne Johnson's not only doing movies, he's doing Disney movies. He's getting paid 15 to 20 million bucks a flick. He's making it. He's got it made. The biggest star in sports entertainment. Of course, doing his thing right now with the WWE on a small stint. I guess the idea is to work him into WrestleMania in a couple weeks. But The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, yeah, I remember when he was a kid. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Check it. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. And yes, this is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
A man! Got to get back. I need some get back. Payback. Payback. That is. Payback. Again. A man. Get down with my girlfriend. That ain't right.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who suffer from hair loss, please pay close attention because there's finally a fast, affordable, and all-natural solution that will give you the appearance of a full head of hair in just 60 seconds. That's right. It's a scientific breakthrough called Miracle Hair. And the secret to its success is its smart fiber technology that eliminates the need for hair transplant surgery or ridiculous hair pieces. And get this, Miracle Hair comes in 6 different colors, providing a natural look that's virtually undetectable. With our 30-day money-back guarantee, you have absolutely nothing to lose and only hair and confidence to gain. Call now and get Miracle Hair for only $29.95. Be one of the first 500 to order, and I'll send you a second Miracle Hair absolutely free.
Call 800-722-1731. That's 800-722-1731. To see a demo, go to 123miracle.com/1731. Order online or call toll-free now, 800-722-1731. Are you an inventor or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free, 1-800-316-1738. InventHelp, America's largest invention company, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Learn how to get this free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so dial 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Again, 1-800-316-1738.
Prices are for base buildings only. May not be available in some areas. Attention business owners, do you want a stimulus package that really works? Before you spend thousands of dollars more than you should on your next building project, listen to this. General Steel has a stimulus package designed to help you save as much as half the cost of conventional construction on your next building.
As much as half?
That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first, and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. With the projected demand for steel in Japan and China, prices may be skyrocketing.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
Shogun absolutely decimating Quentin Rampage Jackson in this, the first round. The youngest competitor is really taking it to the Pride veteran.
This is not good. Yeah, this is the end of the fight. Oh.
Mauricio Shogun has just electrified the crowd.
Shogun's for real and he has arrived. Yeah, he's a threat. He's crazy. He's off the hook.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
How does Chael Sonnen approach John Jones?
Same as everybody else. I'm going to put my chin down, walk towards him, and put him on his ass.
Ah, the tune. The tune. Mike Connors. Mannix. Man, 60s and 70s. That was an action show. You are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 28-plus years now. Yes, I sit here. Reigning on my throne, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves. Of course, recapping the boxing weekend. Wow. I mean, you got to give it. This Mike Alvarado guy can fight. Man, took apart Brandon Rios last night over 12 rounds. The scores were close, but in all actuality, the fight was one-sided. Alvarado won going away. As far as those cards being 115, 113 twice, 2 points, and another card being 1 point, 114, 113. I don't know what fight those judges were watching because Brandon Rios didn't win but a couple of fights there. Now, we're talking UFC, of course, on Fuel TV now. It has been reported in Sweden that Alex Gustafsson is off, okay? But they're not reporting this anywhere else. Gegard Mousasi, his opponent, the camp, they've been told they're coming to Sweden. They're ready to go forward with the fight, okay? I don't think the fight's going to happen. And if it does happen, and this fight, and this cut does play a part in the fight, good God. See, here's where the UFC's in. They're in a bit of a pickle. They cancel the card, they postpone the card, it's going to cost them some money. If they cancel the card, it's going to cost them a lot of money. But to postpone it, it's going to cost them a few bucks. You know, the travel tickets are already paid for, there's planes already going over there, all that kind of good stuff. So a lot of that stuff you can't get refunds on, so you're going to lose some money there. All right, but better to lose on the short end than the long end. Because I think if you put Gustafsson into this fight with Mousasi, and he is cut, and he ends up losing on a cut, what you are doing is you are screwing the company out of a future. What I'm talking about is the light heavyweight championship fight between John Jones, should he beat Chael Sonnen, who we just heard from, and should Gustafsson be able to beat Mousasi. They would hook up for the world light heavyweight championship, an intriguing matchup. This is a fight that people want to see on two continents. So why screw it up over a cut? Just postpone the fight. Just postpone the card. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Also on that card, I want to mention the kid, Ryan Couture. The son of Randy Couture. Randy Couture has went off to the Bellator Fighting Championships. Of course, the two-time UFC light heavyweight and heavyweight champion. But his son, Ryan, is still with the UFC. He's supposed to be on that UFC card from Stockholm, Sweden. Stay tuned. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the longest-running fight show in history. Saturdays, 11 a.m. Pacific time on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Until then, much peace, much respect. And don't forget, it is